You're invited to join me in the real deal. Well, you'll learn how to own that remodeling job and get paid what you're worth. This is my signature two-day training for serious interior designers who want to bring consistently high-profit remodeling jobs into their business. For complete information and tickets, go to interiordesignbusinessacademy.com. See you there. I'm Terry Taylor, and this is the Interior Design Business Academy podcast. As an interior designer, you may be thinking, I love what I do, but I am so overworked and underpaid. Let me tell you, I've been there too. I spent many years learning from my own mistakes and developing proven strategies and systems to make interior design a profitable career while keeping it fun and creative. So now, I'm here to help you get paid what you're worth. If you're ready for some straight talk about how design business really works, and you're ready to break through old belief systems that are holding you back and shift into beliefs that support your goals and bring lasting success, you are in the right place. Okay, so what is in the way of being paid what you're worth? Well, in part one, we discovered that the number one reason designers don't get paid what they really should be paid is that they're avoiding money conversations. They're just not comfortable talking about money. And when that point comes where you say, what's your budget? And the client, of course, says, I don't know, or any of the other variety of those answers. You all know what those are. You've heard them a thousand times. The problem is designers tend to be so uncomfortable about talking about money, they stop right there. Because, first of all, that statement's a little odd in that I believe that people hear, how much money do you have when we say that? Okay. So it's really not a very useful, it's not a very useful inquiry because it flips the energy around and they hear that in their head and they back up and now they don't want to talk about it. And that makes you're missing a major piece of programming. So we don't want that. We don't want that to happen. And you know, every time you get that, I don't know, and you don't go after the real answer, you cause yourself untold work, all kinds of do-overs and repricing and I mean, it's a mess. All right. You've been there, you know it. And when it happens, you make half what you should have made. Right? And probably didn't have enough in it to start with. So, you know, that's really gotta stop. Okay. It's a really difficult situation, but we figured out in part one, and I hope you listened to that, how to get around that, how to fix that. Okay. So, and you could turn it into a positive and profit making situation. You just have to approach it properly. It's the way you present it and the system of questioning that you run through. Now, when you connect to the agreed upon budget, when you and the client can talk about money in a way, and this talking about money is better to talk about what things cost than about how much money people have, okay? A little hint, start there, okay? When you and the client can go through all of the scope of work and agree on the budget amounts that those should cost, then, you know, you have budget agreement with the client, and you also know that you can produce whatever it is she wants for that amount of money. You're agreeing to it as well, okay? Because this is like a negotiation, all right, to see if this is actually going to work. Once you have that agreement between the budget and the amount they want to pay, and it looks like it's going to work, you can call out your fee based on a percentage on it. Really easy, really simple, really easy for the client to accept. You'll be amazed at how easy it works. Try. Just amazing. Now, with this is a warning. Okay. The warning is using this myth that will likely make your fee and your budgets way higher, way more than you think. Okay. Probably much more than you're comfortable with. Okay. Putting you into that position of saying, oh my gosh, they won't pay me that much. You know, when you, and it's not true. Right. But that's the reaction that it causes because we're just not used to it. Right? It's our money stories that are actually holding this not getting paid in place. And it's really important to break through that so that you can be well paid for what you're doing. Okay. So when we get into the, oh, they won't pay me that much, we're really questioning our own self-worth. Okay. You know, it's the, I'm not good enough yet, or gosh, I'm feeling like an imposter. We've all been there. Okay, everybody has, right? It's a creepy place, but it's there. You know, it's just, oh, I can't ask for that much. I can't ask for that for me. Well, this has to do with self-worth and self-value. Okay, and we need to work on that piece a bit in order for you to be able to ask for these sums of money that you actually deserve, all right? And it's not a hard thing to do. It's just realizing that money conversations are tricky and that with practice, we can learn to do it, okay? We can learn to override that creepy feeling of talking about it or whatever it was that happened in our past that kicked all that stuff up. But at any rate, we can work past that. And to work through this piece of feeling worth this much, you need some support. Okay. You literally need some support. You know, that's a lot of what we do here at IDBA and our coaching side and the mindset side is supporting you and figuring out how to help you break through that idea that into, of course, I'm worth it. Of course, I'm good at this. And of course, I'm going to get paid this much. That's exactly where you need to be. And you gotta give yourself a pat on the back here. Working alone is hard. It really is difficult. Okay. There's no way to get around that. You're working in a bubble. You don't have people to bounce things off of. Or if you do have people to bounce things off of, they're often not supportive or not understanding what you do and not helpful. Okay. You know, sometimes somebody in your environment, and we're talking about your human environment. Okay. Friends, family, acquaintances, the people you surround yourself with, that kind of thing. When you've got those people saying, oh, they're never going to pay you that much. Are you kidding? What do you think you are? Who do you think you are? You're getting too big for your britches and all that stuff that goes with that. Okay. When that's going on, it's virtually impossible to step up and get paid. Okay. Because you've got that pushback on you. You know, at one of our retreats some years back, a designer who's been with me for a long time, coached before I've been way back. She's in our master's program now, just doing really killer stuff, big stuff. Really, really fun to watch what's happened. But when she started out in this first retreat she came to, she brought her husband with her, it's just fine. We do partner. We have a partner program and that's cool. He was doing the books. And so that, you know, it's a reason for him to be there. But when we got into these discussions of money and what things were worth, he turned around and said, oh, they're not going to pay her that much. Are you kidding? Who's going to pay that? I mean, that's literally what he said to me. Now, you can imagine my reaction. I was all over that man. I said, she can't possibly do this job. She can't possibly step into what she's doing and what she's going to be and what she should be when you're doing that to her. And so he did shut his mouth. We did get him to stop doing that. And she is now highly successful, very, very successful. But that's just an example of having somebody like that and in your life stops you in your tracks. And he wasn't trying to stop her. He wasn't trying to be mean. He wasn't trying to belittle her and make her small. He really believed it. Right. But the fact that that was coming out of his mouth on a daily basis kept her from going anywhere. Okay. So you've got to pay attention to your environment, in terms of the people who are around you, because, you know, your income, it is said that your income is the sum total of the five people you hang out with the most. Think about it. Your income is the sum total of the five people you hang out with the most. So think about who you're hanging out with, all right, and what that kind of influence has on you, okay? Because I will tell you something, that positive, focused people, successful people will never tell you that you can't do something. They will never say you can't charge them. They will, not in a million years, okay? Successful people are supportive. They share information. They read a lot of books. They know a lot of things. They champion your cause. They're always trying to support you. Those are the kinds of people that you need to have around you in order to step up into this kind of design business that you're actually looking for, okay? You've got to create a fertile environment to do it in. it's an interesting thing how effective that is. A lot of our designers get that positive community piece from the community here at IDBA because everybody is so focused and helpful and trying to help each other. And everybody's been working in a bubble, you know, in a tent, essentially, all by themselves. And to be connected to people who really know what you're feeling and what you're going through and how challenging it is to go through this part is phenomenally supportive and phenomenally motivated. And when you can see other designers who are doing this and literally, you know, knocking it down, you can stand on their shoulders. You can go to them and go, you know, how'd you do that? What'd you do? You know, and you can watch it happen. You can watch it unfold. So you know what? If they can do it, you can do it. That's always been my motto. Right. But sometimes you have to kind of back into this with baby steps. Okay. Because I'm certainly going to admit and acknowledge that asking for 36,000 plus for yourself, even though the numbers support it, in your heart, you may not feel like you're ready, or your gut. You know, there's intelligence in three places in your body. It's not just in your brain. It's in your heart and in your gut. You know, I had a gut reaction to, you know, follow your heart. All of those things are indications. And you know, modern brain science has said, you know, it's like 2/3 of your intelligence resides in your body. Okay. And when your body's saying, oh, I can't say that much. I can't ask that much from me. You got to pay attention to it. Okay. You can't just pretend like it's not. I mean, it doesn't work. So, you know, what's the answer to that? Well, sometimes you have to take just a bit baby smaller steps. I mean, if you're talking about, have been charging $3,000 or $5,000, $7,000 in a design fee and you're stepping up to 38,000, that's a big jump. That's a big jump. That might be too big of a jump just for your body and psyche to handle. Okay. So in that case, we'd want to do it a little slower. We just want to back it off a little bit. You just go maybe 26,000 instead. Now, the perfectionists in the group will raise their hands and go, no, wait a minute. Then you're not doing it right. You know what? Right is what's right for each person. Okay. If you go for 26,000 instead of 38, it's okay because you used to do it for fives, right? So we're getting seven times more than you ever had before, right? And by the time you finish all this, you'll figure out that 38 probably was about right. Okay. But it's okay because next time you'll just ask for a little more and a little more. We have to bring ourselves along in this and do it in a way that we can feel comfortable with it. And, you know, blazing into things that we don't believe could be true are impossible to sell to clients. Okay. So, you know, this ability to kind of step up through this and realize what it takes is really this mindset piece. Okay. And I've always been about mindset. Years ago, when I first started this 12 years ago, I figured out immediately that no amount of checklists and forms and copies of contracts and that sort of thing were going to do any good at all unless I could change the mindset, the way somebody felt about themselves and the way they felt about deserving money and being paid well and, you know, where all that stuff was coming from. Right. And when we get into a point when we can resolve those things for ourselves, we can resolve those, what we call incongruencies or things we're bumping up against when we want to do, our conscious mind wants to do this. We want to be successful. We want to do these big jobs. We want to have big budgets and be well paid. Yet when it falls in our lap, it's like, no, I can't do that. Well, The trick to this then is to be involved in a community that's supportive enough that can get you through those pieces and take baby steps as you're stepping into it. You don't have to do the whole kahuna all at once. Okay. I want you to step into this and be comfortable with it. Okay. And if you do it in little pieces, great. You're still going to make way more than you used to. I mean, it's not a contest and we don't compare. Okay. That's off the table. No comparisons allowed. Okay. The idea though is to get you paid what you're worth because we know for a fact that you're heavily underpaid and it's hard to ask for money for yourself. So getting some training and getting some experience with that about how you work your way through it is just priceless, quite frankly, priceless. It's really, really, really important. Okay. And so, you know, once you've worked your way through that and work your way through this pricing thing and done that job, you'll figure out that actually your $38,000 probably would have covered all the hours. And you know what else? When you told the client $26,000 for the fee, she didn't even blink. She just said, okay, fine. Shall I write you a check? Shall I write you a check for the whole thing? Happens all the time. Okay. This whole money thing about the scarcity of it is us. It's not them. It's not the good client at all. Okay. So it's all okay. It's all okay. You move up slowly. You charge more each time. You get to where you want to be and you're well paid and your clients love it. Okay. And you got to know that even that diminished fee by stepping up in little bits could be 10 times more than you've ever charged before. It's great. It's all a success. Okay. I'm just out there to get you paid. All right. Well, I'm out there. I'm more than that. Not all of that. But, you know, if you've been listening to me a while, you know, I'm all about getting you paid what you're worth. Okay. We know that the money question is hard to talk about. And a lot of people don't want to talk about it or avoid it entirely or charge hourly so they don't have to talk about it and then don't get paid nearly what they should. And so learning to get through this thing. And for me, learning to talk about money was hard. I mean, it was a lot of childhood stuff about, you know, money is not a safe subject. They yell about it and there are fights and money, you know, my dad told me not to talk about money because it wasn't polite. I was probably 45 before I outgrew that one. It's learning to do this. It's a skill that can be learned. And when you can, then you can talk about money within the business, about budgets and scopes and what makes sense and what doesn't. And what will happen is people will be so impressed with your ability to talk about this and help them through it and guide them through this part, they love you. They absolutely love you. And of course, they hire you. And of course, they pay you. Okay? So that's how it works. Okay? This is how you get paid what you're worth. And it is exactly what I'm teaching in the Design Biz Summit coming up on November 13th, 14th, and 15th. It's how to charge a $36,000 plus design fee without breaking a sweat. And it's true. It's absolutely true. Once you learn this method, and this is a method I've taught to hundreds of designers, it works when no matter what level you are in the business, it works in any part of the country or out of the country, you know, internationally. Same thing works. It works. Okay. We've done it over and over again. It's a recipe. It's step by step. Once you learn how to do it, everything changes in your business. Okay. It's a 3-day immersive training. I originally designed this for my coaching students, and it's such a powerful thing. It's such a keystone of this getting paid piece that I really want everybody to be able to have it. So this is one that we open up to the public. I only do it once a year. It's November 13, 14, 15, and it's cool. It's going to be me teaching for 3 days and some videos, some interesting stuff, lots of breakout groups. There will be all of the checklists and scripts and flowcharts and worksheets and letter of agreement samples to riff off of. Everything you need to be able to do this, because my goal for you is to walk out the door and just be able to charge what you're worth, okay? That's my deal. So if you go to interiordesignbusinessacademy.com and the ClickUp will pop up, just follow the prompts on the ClickUp. It'll take you to all the information and the cart to get your ticket. So grab a seat. It will fill up. I don't let these get very big because they work better when they're more intimate. So I'd love to see you there. So until then, design something beautiful and get paid what you're worth. Bye now. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Interior Design Business Podcast. If you love what you're hearing each week, let me know by leaving a rating and a review. And don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss out on clear, proven, repeatable, step-by-step recipes for attracting ideal luxury clients I share in each episode. As always, you can head over to interiordesignbusinessacademy.com to check out the links and resources from this episode. Till next week, design something beautiful and get paid what you're worth.